Welcome to episode 59 of The Iron Agenda, the podcast about War Machine, hordes, and whatever else is on our minds. Hey everybody, and welcome to The Iron Agenda, the now official podcast of War Machine Weekend. I'm Josh.
I'm Dave.
I'm Jason.
I'm Tim.
Tim goes last.
Now notice that's all four people actually down here at War Machine Weekend.
Wah,
that's right. How did that happen?
I hitched a ride in the back of a blue Mazda.
You were in front.
Somebody wanted to come down here and spite me.
I did spite you.
So we are recording from the open game room of GAME, the Gamer Arts and Media Expo, I think.
That's right. I believe that's correct. We're in the War Machine Weekend half, or a quarter, maybe, of the complex.
I would say quarter.
Two-thirds.
Quarter.
I like two-thirds.
Just find the giant Pac-Man game, and you can...
The live-action Pac-Man game.
Find where we are.
The ghosts always get me in that.
I know you can LARP Pac-Man, but apparently you can, and it has little pellets.
How about furry Pac-Man? There were some furries here earlier.
I didn't see a Pac-Man furry. I saw a
dog. I was
looking
for my gun, but I couldn't find him.
Speaking of guns, Tim, we had ourselves a little game going on that we were defeated at.
Can you explain? Who? By Kurt?
Was it Brad?
That was Rob.
Somebody?
Rob from the Bear Swarm came in here and showed us the fuck up.
I mean, he did in like 2 minutes.
Oh, Rob, yeah,
We spent at least an hour yesterday, if not more.
That's right. And we were even harassed by the cops. But maybe we should explain what we were doing.
Okay.
So explain, Josh.
Above the restroom, we have those giant men and women. You know, they're kind of just outlines of people.
And they're giant.
They're giant. They're probably, how big are they, 6?
Oh, they're taller than I am. I'm 6'2".
I'd say 6. I'd say about 5.
Let's say they're 5 feet tall.
That is 3 foot max.
No, it's not.
Is much bigger than 3.
It's at least 5.
All right, so
Dave, get up there.
All right, well, over the weekend, we have achievements you can get by playing games, you know, doing certain things, killing a caster with a female caster and so on. And Carl gave Tim and I a specific achievement that if we were able to use a Nerf rocket and nail the crotch of the man that's resting above the restroom.
And make the dart stick.
Then we would get ourselves an achievement. We failed. Failed horribly.
Well, so you're crotch rocketing.
You could still keep trying.
We could. Well, that's true. The achievements aren't, you know, exclusive to just one player. We hit it several times and it bounced off, though. But usually they wouldn't come down, and I had to throw my jacket up there to knock them down. And then my jacket got caught on the restroom sign and had to get a sword to get my jacket down. But it was awesome.
So you'd say that it bounced off a couple times, we were cock-blocked?
Wait, hold on a second. I want to know about this cop coming to harass you.
Oh, the cop was funny. Okay, so I'm sitting there not looking, and Tim is nodding. You know, that thing where you go, hey, you know, you're not saying anything, but you're slightly jerking
your
head.
Dude, stop.
Look over. This cop comes over. He's got this grim look on his face.
Grim look.
He goes,
he's got goggles on.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you got to do to get the darts.
Are you serious? He said that?
Something like that.
He's like,
laughing. He said, we've been laughing at you for like an hour.
Oh, you
That's
guys
awesome.
Are classic. Classic
then,
Josh.
Then he came back later to laugh at me for getting my jacket stuck on the sign.
Classic intern move, in my opinion. Oh, by the way.
Which means little.
Not an intern.
He is here.
He came.
He made the convention.
Yeah, he's doing convention work now, and so he's been upgraded to regular employee, I say.
Actually, we had a shout-out that was supposed to be asked.
Oh, that's right.
Eric said you were supposed to shout to Z, and you were just
and
laughing
he said
at
he
you.
He wishes you were here, not.
That's right. He's probably just happy because he doesn't want you to be beating him up on the tables.
No. You know what he did, though?
What did he do?
Eric had Parade Epic Magnus in our game.
This was awesome.
And an Idrian shanked me in 2 dice rolls.
Why don't we have Eric tell us our story?
Yeah, Eric, tell us the story about how you shanked my my Epic Magnus with your Idrian.
Yeah, you get a guy in there with the prey on Epic Magnus, charge, 11 damage on the first, and boxcars on the second. That was about the end of that game.
That's dumb.
It was the coolest part of the game, I think.
And it was Magnus, too.
I think Magnus is going to go get drunk now.
That guy was traitor. No, that guy is going to get drunk.
Magnus is dead, have you not heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, the Idrian. They drink the fire water.
What you don't know is they drug him back and racked him.
Oh.
We scalped him.
And they, they're drinking the fire water and gambling.
Hey, Z, if you were here, you would have seen this too, man.
Yeah, we already said that we were shouting out to Z for not being here. So, we're here at the convention. How's it? Has everyone been having fun?
Playing tons of games?
Mostly.
Playing tons of games.
It has been a blast.
Dave,
yeah,
I'm
Dave, what
sick
happened?
Of you being sick.
Dude, you're not the only one.
We're sick and tired of you being sick and tired of cons. It's pretty
and
bad.
Now I think he's passed it to me because my sinuses are just going crazy.
That's not what I
But
had.
I did also forget to take my medicine, allergy medicine this morning, so that might be part of it.
Hmm. Cool story, bro.
I forgot to, I don't know, got nothing. Cast Rush on Mulg.
I heard you got Mulg into Cador Players deployment zone and killed Butcher and who in this in one turn?
No, I didn't do any of that.
Oh, you didn't?
I got him right up on the deployment zone, and I didn't kill anyone.
And then Butcher killed Bolton Gray.
Maybe I just missed
him. No, Vlad mimicked brutal damage and killed him himself after sign support.
That's hot.
Oh, I see. But that was, what, top of turn two? That you
top of turn two. Stu actually bet me dinner. Uh-oh, the Thousand Boy tournament's continuing.
Uh-oh, I need to get back to my loot.
Tim, we could play.
We might have to take a break here.
It would be fun.
We're actually in between rounds here. We have tournaments going solid from what now is we're 7 o'clock down to midnight or so. So we might be cutting in and out here breaking.
It started at 9 a.m. It's been going solid since.
We might play some music while we're gone.
Let's put on some tunes, and we'll come back.
I think there's a rap we could play.
Signar National Anthem, whatever that is.
Hey, I heard Dave won a tournament yesterday.
I did win a tournament yesterday.
Hey-o!
So did you.
Hey-o!
What'd you guys win?
I won a 350.
I won the 500 mixed tournament.
Sweet.
Nice job.
Sounds good. And right now, actually, we got a...
Tim
I'm
going to
give a personal shout-out. Two of my buddies are in the finals of the big 1,000-point tournament here. Matt O'Reilly and Mr. Matthew Kotowski. And it's a Circle versus Protector battle. Should be one for the ages. I know I got to go play some Trolls now.
I got to go play some Caterer.
All right. Why don't you guys go on and tell us what happens after you come back.
See ya.
So as you know, tonight we have the 350 Mangled Metal Tooth and Claw Hardcore Tournament.
Yep.
The second year in a row, I think this has been done at War Machine Weekend. And I was going to play my Denegra Cankerworm Four Night Wretch list. I had a problem, though. I know.
But?
But two of my Night Wretches that I'd forgotten about weren't based.
Weren't. That sounds like the past tense, Josh.
that's correct. So I borrowed some glue from our good friend Sinjin, and I went outside with James, AK, and we scoured the land for gravel, grass, any sort of material I could use to base. Now, keep in mind that I was actually offered actual flocking material and actual basing material, but I denied that. I refused it.
You're too good for that stuff.
I am. What am I not too good for?
I don't know. What are you not
too good for? Little blue and red flowers I found on the ground along with some dirt and grass. Super glue and put together. It's a rocky menagerie of basing material.
Now, I don't think I've ever asked this of anybody who's played War Machine before, but are you afraid your models will wilt?
Yeah, I am now. And they're going to, but you know it's a passage of time, Dave. It happens to everything.
Everything in life must. The only inevitability other than that is taxes.
Stay gold, Dave.
Stay gold?
You know that reference?
No.
Okay, Pony Boy. You don't know that reference either?
No.
Same movie. Same book.
Sorry.
All right. Now I'm looking over there. The guy who loaned me the glue, Sinjin.
Oh, you're going to drag him on
the He's going to come over to St. Silas from various forums. He stepped away from the game for a little bit, and he's come back into the arms of Crix. How you doing, Sinjin?
That sounds
pretty
painful.
Good. Pretty good. So how you doing, Sinjin?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, I see you over there assembling something. Tell us about that.
That's Lichlord Terminus over there.
Yeah?
He's my favorite caster overall. Mark 1, Mark 2, everything like that.
What's so cool about him?
He's huge.
He's huge.
he's a heck of a beat stick.
Yeah, can't deny that.
Yep. I love the spell Demoniac in Mark 1. I'm a little disappointed they got rid of it in Mark 2, because it's really fun to throw on Bane Knights.
Now, we were discussing that earlier. I said Demoniac is sort of like Ravager now, but you pointed something out.
Yeah, it's a unit model now. So,
It used to be unit model
in Mark 1. Yep. And in Mark 2, it's only model. So, good for Helljacks, and especially as I'm like reached like a Nightmare.
Now, that's upkeep, is it not?
I believe so.
He has Malediction, too, which I think is still upkeep. So, you know, with the Withershadow Combine, you upkeep that for free. And he's a little more focus efficient that way, I think.
Yep, definitely.
Dave, what do you think about Terminus?
I think he's a big man, and you need some big giant foam to protect him. And he's fragile.
You know, Dave makes a good point. I know when I need to transport my Terminus, I have to make special arrangements. Do you have any plans for transporting
Terminus?
He has to,
like, call the cops and set up a
convoy,
blockade
exactly,
and make sure that they clear the streets.
Just rope it off.
It's like when the president comes into town.
Yeah. He's kind of a president in his own right.
In a way. Yeah, sure.
Foam is always good. You kind of have to always designate a big foam tray just for him, but I think it's worth it for me because he's definitely one of my favorite casters, if not my favorite caster.
Any pinning problems? Any assembling problems so far?
I was lucky enough to buy mine used, and there was already pins drilled in it, so that was significantly easier. The pinning set I got's a little dull, so it takes forever to pin anything. So,
do you use and this goes for you too, Dave? Do you guys use any sort of lubricant when you're pinning?
Blood when I occasionally stab myself.
How about mineral oil or vegetable oil or something like that?
No, like that. No?
Just make sure my bits are clean with water, or just make sure the bits are clean. That helps.
I was amazed the first time I used oil to lubricate. I had like a really rough spot, and as soon as I used that, it just turned the pewter into sludge, and it just came right out. It was amazing. I was totally amazed at what it did.
Are we still talking about pinning or something else?
Pinning, still pinning.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
A little pin vice.
Cool.
And it works for me. So.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've just never tried it.
Yeah. If you get in a little rough patch, give it a try. Just a little dip and work it in there.
What kind? Just mineral oil?
I use vegetable oil. I think mineral oil probably is better. I just use vegetable oil because we have it on hand at the house. It does make things a little gummy, so you have to, you know, make sure everything's washed off as best you can.
Gotcha. Cool.
But there you go. Little tip. And boy, what do you think of my night wretches that just lost a rock?
I love the flowers.
Do you?
That's a nice touch.
I like it myself. I might have to grab a little bit of this glue again to get this rock in place.
Are they bringing those flowers to Denegra?
You know, they are. It's like a little kid bringing a flower to its mom.
Maybe she's bringing it to the enemy warcaster saying, here's my little present for
and
you.
And then spit on him with a POW 14.
It's actually the flower that shoots the venom spray. It's like the Crick's version of the clown flower.
The what flower?
The clown flower.
Clown flower. I've never heard of
the
clown
flowers
flower.
They had in their lapels that shoot water.
Oh, I thought you were referencing like a real life flower, like the Venus flytrap or the pitcher plant or something. Now this stuff is not staying on as well as I was hoping, and I'm wasting his glue, so I might owe you some glue here, Sindrin.
It's all right, whatever works.
God damn, that's beautiful. All right, we have a special guest. He just stopped by, and he's been wanting to talk about Epic Striker, I understand.
Oh, forever.
Who is this guy?
He's my best friend. Me? Oh. Mm-hmm. I am Explosivo.
Normally you say that a lot louder, but here, since Dave is wearing headphones, it's probably
that would be extremely painful.
It would. I don't want to, like, make your pupils bleed. That would suck.
Wow. Probably that would be a powerful scream.
I think you could do it.
It would. It would be like a 3-inch spray or something.
It's like awesome. Absalonia or Mordekaiser's, you know, spray that they do.
Oh, the arterial spray.
There you go. Or whatever, Essence Blast.
There you go.
So what is your role here at War Machine Weekend? You've been pretty involved the past couple years.
Yeah, this is the first year that I've been helping out with actually judging or, you know, as a role as a press ganger. So, you know, it's a totally, totally different experience now. I kind of pulled Carl aside earlier saying that, you know, you're enjoying watching everyone play, but you're jealous because you want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you get
definitely.
To see, but you do get to see all the cool stuff, you know. But in the same breath, you know, despite wanting to play, you're really, really enjoying seeing everyone have a good time. Mm-hmm. So there's still, like, a good synergetic exchange, cool. You know.
Now, we have actually a contest going on. Dave, do we have a winner for our contest?
Or do we still need to do that? We still need to do that.
Our contest, if you're not aware, we're giving away your sorcerer print from last year.
Oh.
And I think, can we get one from this year signed that we could give away?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. To all the people who've registered, yes. they're fantastic, too.
And that's not all you create for this.
You just broke into my transition.
Well, you need to stop pausing.
All right, fine. I'm done.
There's an easy button by just saying, hey, stop. Let me talk.
Go, Dave.
No, go, please, go ahead. You stole my thunder. It's yours now.
Oh, that's your
yeah, it's gone.
Well, okay, you do these prints for us, and I think people have seen these magnificent pictures of the trophies that are given away, and not only this year's but last year's. Dave, you even possess one of these.
I currently possess the best painted trophy from last year, and it is just a fantastic piece of art.
We thought last year's was great, and then we saw this year's, and completely blown away. How is it that you construct these things?
Well, there is a lot to it. I used to work in mobile marketing. And so I've really got to kind of dabble my hands in a lot of different, you know, design ideas and stuff. So, you know, it really wasn't hard at the end of the day assembling it or the idea. It's just kind of pockets of different, you know, experiences I've had. But, you know, mainly it all started on a little graph piece of paper and just a sketch and just kind of it's all cut out on a CNC router. Some of the finer letters we know we can't achieve on an 1/8-inch blade, so it's laser cut, and that is freaking awesome because it's probably one of the coolest things you'll see because it's all the blade or the beam is directed by mirrors that move so accurately
cool.
that they you know cut all the lettering out and then
so it's not the material that moves under the laser. The laser
correct.
Actually moves.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No, the laser never moves, but the mirrors move that
right.
guide it. And it even focuses the beam to dissipate at the edge or the back of the material so you never actually punch through and start melting the bottom of stuff. Because it will melt stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Fingers.
Sweet.
Sausages, whatever you want to cook.
Awesome.
On the laser cutter.
So have you succeeded in weaponizing this technology?
No. In my job now... I have a lot of contacts, and I get to see what a lot of people do for design and, you know, stuff. So I really just kind of, like, take my hobby and I exploit it with who I get to meet in the field. So, you know, which in the same sense, it's cool because, you know, we can do a little trade-out type stuff, you know. you know, help them out and help me out. And, you know, it's one thing out of the year. So, but, you know, after we had them all cut out, it was just literally buying some random bits and pieces of hardware, cranking them together so they tighten up, and then using some glue. But the lighting was a lot more cumbersome than I expected it to be.
Lighting?
Yes. They all light up. They have toggle switches and everything. If I actually got to spend the time on it, I wanted to take some adhesive back vinyl and wrap the battery and make it look like this Cortex design, like the whole thing. So I'm hoping that next year, you know, I can hit this like 6 months in advance and I won't be burned out on it, because it got to a point where, you know, I was super, super stoked about stuff and seeing it all coming to a transition. And then there was just one day where I was like, all right, I just have to step away from this for a week because, you know, I don't care what they look like now. How long I'm going to paint them all red.
How long did it take to make them?
Oh, you know, I could do it in a day a piece now.
Given that you had all the design, everything
exactly,
solid.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, roughly probably about 8 to 10 hours is what you're looking at for each one. So, but the nice thing is that, you know, if we get to do some more, we can do like an assembly line type deal. So,
sure.
But,
that's cool.
But yeah, definitely they turned out a whole lot better. And the painting, you know, I think everyone really likes the painting.
Definitely.
And the
nice
metal texture. But, you know, one, if you guys pick up, or if anyone picks up the No Quarter that talks about painting rust.
Yep.
That's where it came from. It's just Walmart brown paint, watered down a lot. And you just gob it around and let it dry, and then you get a little brighter and a little brighter, and then you'll finally take some real bright oranges and hit the edges. But the metal texture is just a sea sponge and gray and black paint mixed together, and you just blah, 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 and it bunches up so thick because it's cheap-ass paint.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It just bunches up. And then but before you do all that, sorry to kind of rewind on you, but you just take some stucco and just texturize it. And that's where the whole metal comes from. I just gave my whole process away. This cannot be aired.
Well, I got to tell you, when I saw pictures of it, I said, wow, those things must weigh 50 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
Because they look like they're made of solid metal.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah,
and
really
you even have
cool
good like damage on them, like somebody took an axe to it and bashed
it. Yeah, that was kind of fun. As a six-pack of beer and hanging out with my wife's friends and stuff. I was so bored. They were all talking girl stuff, and I'm like, God, this sucks. Oh, I can cut the awards. Just sat in the corner and chipped away at them and stuff. So
that sounds like a good project to undertake when you're at that point where you're tired of looking at them.
Oh, yeah. I'm like nodding my head. Sure, honey. Yeah, I'm listening. Blah, blah, blah. Sure, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Almost done.
Have to take a little
break. It was a great trade-off.
All right, we just had to take a break because we had another lovely announcement from the announcer, which we had to pause the recording for because I'm sure you guys don't want to listen to that. And Explosivo had to get up and go run his tournament, so he's left us. It's just us now.
He's running the Hordes 500-point tournament that succeeds the 500-point War Machine tournament we had earlier.
That's right.
And after both of that and the 1,000-point, we will be having the hardcore, and I hope we get out of here by midnight. That's the goal.
I think so, too. I was told yesterday that if we stay after midnight, it's an extra $50. After 1 o'clock, it's another $50.
Yep, $50 an hour.
Yep.
But this is one of the... War Machine is great. War Machine Weekend is great. Constant gaming. You can get a ton of gaming in here.
Sometimes that's not such a good thing. I'm a little tired. I bowed out of the 500 Hordes tournament.
Yeah, I saw you, little coward.
I wouldn't be sitting here right now. Are you saying you don't want me on the mic?
Well, I'm saying there are certain times when the podcast is better than others, and that's all I'm saying.
Mm. You are gone sometimes.
Yeah.
Nah. Let's see. What do we see here? Anything interesting going on?
Not much. Maybe we should take a break and see if we can get some people after
Let's do that.
Rounds and stuff.
We'll wait till after this round's over and talk to some people.
We'll take a break.
Sounds good.
All right, so it's been a little bit breaker. We came back to the mics, and I've got Sinjin, Jason, also known as Monkey, around these parts, and as well as Stu. So what's going on, guys? What have you been experiencing here recently? How's the weekend going for you?
Terror, fear, joy, excitement, and slight gas.
Isn't that your normal daily life?
Yes. True, so I guess this is kind of a run-of-the-mill con for me.
All right, now, Jason, Sinjin, before we start recording here, mentioned your sippy cup. What is the deal with the sippy cup?
Stu is better at telling this wonderful
story.
Stu,
what is the deal
here
with the sippy cup?
Oh, welcome. Well, let me paint you a story. This story takes place on New Year's Eve.
Last year.
Where Rossi, Rossalon 007,
Mike,
myself, and Monkey, as well as Monkey's girlfriend, the handler, had all gone out to this party that one of our game store owners was holding. Well, we walk in the door, and there's immediately a group of strangers who all know each other pretty well playing a drinking game. And it's one of those kind of screw your neighbors with drinks kind of game. Well, Monkey has the brilliant thought of, I'm going to jump right in. Now, in a drinking game where you're supposed to screw your neighbor, who do you think is most likely to get screwed? The people you know, or the asshole who just showed up? It's the latter, in case you don't know.
And Jason was the asshole.
Wow.
Thanks.
Yeah, boy. Might as well have had a little starfish mouth. Anyway, he comes back about 5 minutes later, pissed drunk. And found out reasonably quickly that he cannot keep a bottle upright for very long. So we told him no more. We gave Handler $5 and told her to go out and get some sippy cups. Because it was apparent that, you know, Monkey couldn't really hold his liquor. Not that he throws up, he just literally can't hold it. So we came back, got the sippy cups, and we kept him in there. And there were some such memorable lines with the sippy cup as, Monkey, what? Drink this, it's blue.
Okay.
Okay. As well as when he's promising his girlfriend that he won't drink anymore. He won't drink anymore. He'll just finish his glass. I'm sitting there pouring more straight rum into the glass.
And so you got him to sippy cup.
Welcome to 2009.
Yep.
And yeah, so we figured Nikki didn't bring the sippy cup to War Machine Weekend. And this is always a place where we do a moderate to heavy amount of drinking anyway. So we decided to grab a sippy cup while we were at Walmart.
That is wonderful. Jason, you are playing in the 1,000-point tournament.
Yes, I was.
tournament right now. How have your games been going, and what are you playing?
I decided to play the 1,000-point tournament last night, and I was playing Krios and regular Fiora, so both prime casters.
Yep. How's it working out for you?
I went 2-3. My last two games were the ones I won. I lost my first three. It's been about 2.5 months since I've actually played the game, so it's been a really long time for me to do it.
So you dove into the deep end?
So I dove in the deep end, and it worked out pretty well for me.
We're getting bombarded here by Nerf guns.
Oh, God.
It's like...
We're taking fire.
We're taking fire.
Now I know how the Israelis feel.
This is something else I'll have to take blame for. At Walmart, we had also found... these little Nerf-ish, they're not Nerf, but they're Nerf-ish, double-barrel shotgun guns.
I thought those were Nerf.
Foam swords. They're not Nerf brand.
Really?
They're not Nerf brand. They're off-brand.
Okay.
They're like the dollar store Nerf. Anyway.
Dollar store.
We get them over, and we're just having fun and goofing off with the foam Nerf swords that we also bought. And there's these, you know, the black outline silhouette man and woman things for restrooms?
Yeah, I think Tim and I went over this already.
Giant ones. And,
yeah.
Well... I think who eventually shot him in the crotch?
I heard. Was it you?
The guy who's standing in front
Rob,
of us.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Rob.
Congratulations to you.
I have a modded gun. I cheated.
He says he has a modded gun and he cheated. That is a good cheat, actually. But,
that sounds like the spirit of War Machine Weekend to me.
That's just
you play Legion, right?
No, I don't play your little middle game.
You just talk about it on your show.
No, he does real things like sit around in his basement and pretend he's an elf.
And that's the finger. Well, you know, I was a little bit thirsty earlier. I went to the concession stand and they were closed. Where am I supposed to get some good food around here?
There's
or at least a good drink.
There's quite a few restaurants. I mean, well, not restaurants. I guess there's fast food about 2-3 blocks away.
Well, what I want is some clear, refreshing liquid right now. And the little fountains next to the crappy bathrooms is not cutting it.
Yeah, that water's terrible.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Brown Derby Liquors has got a chokehold on this city.
Yeah.
So bad, I'm surprised it can breathe. Every 3 blocks, I found one of these fucking places with that little English gentleman winking at me, telling me, come on.
It's a nod and a wink.
One more can't hurt.
It's jolly.
And, you know, let me tell you from experience, one more really can hurt. Wow. That's why I only have one kidney.
Really?
Mexico. It wasn't a good time.
Did you wake up in a hotel in a bath full of ice water?
It wasn't ice water. It was dead hookers. But yeah, the point's the same.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Sounds like my trunk of my car. Let's see, we're looking here. I guess the 1,000-point round is nearing an end. I suppose that these rounds seem to take forever, and right now we're actually pushing to get a 350 mangled metal hardcore tooth and claw. I just mangled that name itself. Hey. Going, but it's going to start in about 45 minutes or so. So hopefully I'm going to be playing that. I'm going to use my Night Retros here, Denegger, Cankorum, and we're going to go for the gold. You guys playing in that?
Yes, I am.
What are you playing, Jason?
I'm playing the same Kaya list I did last time at Daikon.
Kaya, really?
Yeah.
With what beast are you taking?
Pureblood Warp Wolf, regular Warp Wolf, and a Gorax.
Okay.
Why are you laughing,
Sue? Is that the one where we planned on throwing the game to you and then I ended up killing you?
Well, that was a different tournament.
So oh, yeah.
2 years ago.
What do you run the Whirlpool, slam it from behind, and then teleport in and hope you win?
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty much what she does. If you don't get the knockdown, you're probably screwed. Good luck with that, People's Plus 11.
Thanks.
How you doing, Stu? What are you taking?
I am going to be taking something really stupid. Mainly because, as you know, your beloved show co-host, Jason Flanzer, decided to be a huge dork and not bring any painted models.
Well, he did not think he was coming till the last minute. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He called me Thursday night. He had time to prepare. Don't shit me on this.
don't
anyway,
get changed.
He asked to borrow stuff, and like the person I am, despite the asshole I sound, I really can't say no, especially to people I'm friends with.
Yeah,
I love you.
So, die in a fire. Anyway, Flanzer asked to borrow the Coven, 3 Death Rippers, 2 Night Riches, and a Helldiver, and I've let him. Which means the painted casters that I have left, it pretty much just comes down to, that aren't epic, are Scar, which I don't have cards for right now because I was cycling out my Mark 1 for Mark 2 stuff.
I've got all my curse cards here if you need something.
You know,
and why are you complaining, Stu?
Because I like to. I can bitch and moan at an Olympic level.
But what are you actually taking?
Taking Morton Abra, the Death Jack, and 2 Helldivers.
I yearn for the day where I paint my Death Jack.
I yearn for the day when I could have painted Nightmare so I could play it.
I painted him within like a week. I got him, and it took me 6 months to play him.
Can you do?
I use him all the time.
Can you do Morton Abra, Cankerworm, Helldiver? Does that fit?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, sure. But there's no way to put out Corrosion with that list. So why?
Stu posits a good question.
Well, and Monkey has an answer for you.
Really? What's that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's not a good answer at all.
I didn't say it was a good answer.
You need either Scar or...
an exercise in disappointment.
Denegar.
Story of my life.
Scar can also do it. Blood Rain.
That's what I said. Scar or the Denegars.
I'm sorry. My bad.
And those are the... Terminus can with a spray, but he's got a hit. So it means you're spending focus. But at least you're not a spell. So, you know, if you like Terminus, take Terminus. He's a big base, though. You do like Terminus. You were mentioning that earlier. How's your conversion going? Have you gotten any more work on it in the past couple hours?
Pretty good. Cut all the spines off. Yeah. And I've got a big conversion going. My army is going to be themed for Spawn.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. What about the mask you're going to put on Terminus? That sounded pretty cool.
It's basically like a picture of Phantom of the Opera, but cool.
It was more skull-like,
yeah,
from what I saw.
Yeah, it's kind of like a skull.
It's actually a 40K.
Yeah, it's a Chaos Defiler head bit.
The interesting thing is, if you were to take that into a tournament, it is not legal.
It's not legal?
Isn't that correct? It's a conversion using non-PP pieces?
Well, the conversion he's doing is he's basically taking a 40K bit,
okay,
and he's putting it on instead of the face for Terminus.
Yeah,
comes down to TO discretion. However, I think by strict guidelines, if the TO is going to be a real hard ass, I don't think he can because you're using non-PP bits.
If it comes to that, I'll just rip it up.
There you go.
But you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? F the haters. Seriously.
And honestly, the haters. I'll tell you right now, if it was my event, I'd let you because I just want to see it.
So playing his event and you're good.
There you go.
I don't think anybody's going to care. The skull of the faceplate actually looks pretty cool, and I would love to see your armor after you got it done and painted. The skull, I mean, it's Crix, it got skulls anyway, but that particular mask I think was really fitting for Terminus. It actually looks pretty cool.
I was also looking at Deathjack, and it has a very similar kind of vibe with it has some like slits where the mouth would be, so it has on Deathjack he has a very similar faceplate, so it should tie in really well once I pick him up.
My Deathjack does not have the carapace above the neck because I'm still in the process of painting it from 3 years ago, and nobody recognizes the Jack without that face, that plate on it.
It helps create a very signature look.
It has a very serpentine thin neck without it, and there's Dave with a shotgun, one of the Nerf shotguns.
Oh, God.
We're going to be taking some incoming fire here again. So as we talk, we're going to be dodging. You might be hearing some whistles and impact sounds.
I just want to say that Sinjin really is getting into his Terminus conversion because it's almost gotten under his skin a few times.
It has gotten under my skin a few times.
Last night he was doing some conversion fits, and I think either a little bit of metal or plastic or something.
Here comes the first volley from... Oh, he hit me right in the shoulder.
Anyway.
Man down.
He missed.
Conversion. Basically, he was doing some conversion work, and a small piece of something or other got in Sinjin's eye, and we were all...
Trying to desperately
get it flushed out and
get some calipers and pluck it right
off. I thought this was gonna be the first War Machine weekend ending in a hospital for some fun.
Dave is he's reloading the shotgun. He's asking for the ammunition.
He's threatening us.
He's smiling and laughing
as he's smiling.
It's like something
because
gleaming
we're suicidal,
bandit.
Dave. That's why we're giving
you
the ammo.
Right in the shoulder. I think I got a little sprain going on there.
God, that's the dorkiest little sweater.
Dave
I've
is
ever
apparently
seen.
Feeling better from when he was sick earlier today.
Well, I've told you my theory on that, Josh.
Nailed Jason right in the arm.
Oh, God.
Hit him again. Stu. And Stu.
I've told you my theory about that. Dave's actually a lich.
That's right, yeah.
And that if he leaves his desecrated tomb area, that's not a lich at all. Which you just... No. Wow. If he leaves his desecrated area, which in this case is St. Louis, he has to take a constitution penalty. And what happens every time he goes out of town? He gets sick.
You know what I find annoying? I shouldn't say annoying. I just think it's kind of funny. The
Dave?
Way people pronounce lich... I've heard lich, like it's a German word. I've heard lich. The word is lich.
It's lich, yeah. Lich,
how
Lord,
how am I
listen
saying?
Up.
I'm saying lich, aren't I?
I'm not saying you're saying it wrong. I'm saying other people are saying it goofily.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Dave
but
not come up behind me. I'm kind of worried.
He's going to shank you if you're not careful. The shotgun is away, but he's still got a stiletto. And he's unzipping his flag.
Wow.
Sure looking
is
around
stiletto,
the room.
A small knife with a tiny point.
You know, I'm looking around the room here. We have quite a few people from out of town that we don't really get to see very much.
No. That's why I love these conventions.
Maybe you can get Chris Explosivo over here.
Again. Chris was. I think we need him over again. He wants to talk about Epic Striker. We're going to have him on the cast. If not today, then some other weekend he'll call in. But he's been all about Epic Striker, and he apparently wants to talk about it. So we're going to have that happen at some point.
He wants me to shout at some point on the podcast his name.
Well, you got to be careful because I'm wearing the headphones right now. And there's Carl walking by. He's got to come on the show sometime, too, to talk about War Machine Weekend 2009, but he's probably a little busy.
Well, not busy. So
apparently not because he's wandering by, shrugging his shoulders.
Shrugging his shoulders. He said
so
no more.
He's busy as he's
rising he's right in front of us. And he walks away.
Oh, God.
Put that collar back down.
I have a dollar.
Reminds me, tomorrow they're going to have the theme army, and Iron Agenda will be judging the theme portion of that. And apparently Carlos says something really cool. He's going to have some film guys come by, film a match, and we're going to make a little commercial. We're going to give actually a play-by-play, post-production-wise at least, and he's going to put it out as like a little commercial for the con. I think that sounds kind of cool.
I can just hear Flanzer commentating right now.
Well, we didn't say Flanzer was going to be able to get it.
No, I think you need to.
No, because I can just hear,
I need to listen to it. That's like John Madden. You know how he's really kind of stupid?
No, you see the guys who score the most points.
Well, no, John Madden was really kind of an insipid but very colorful commentator.
Yeah.
I think Flanzer is the same thing.
Here's what I've been saying for a while. You know that show Ninja Warrior, the show on G4 TV? Have you listened to the floral language that guy uses to describe those athletes? We need that kind of crap in American sports because that guy is, it's not really, it's kind of funny, but it's so incredibly interesting, and I think we need that here.
I'm looking forward to seeing how your experiment works. I'm not sure how commentating on geek sports is really a good idea.
It's a new avenue for exploring.
Stu, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this with all the respect in the world. They commentate on poker, so, you know, hey.
And he has more cards in his hand.
Yeah, and I also find that superfluous.
Well, that's true.
Did you say superfluous?
Superfluous?
Superfluous. You need to stress the right syllable.
I'll tell you.
We like to stress that we don't pronounce the English language correctly.
Right? No, very, very good, Jason.
My father, whom I do love and respect.
And now Mike Champion has the Nerf sword and the shotgun.
What he thought was funny was to try and teach me to pronounce words wrong.
Yeah.
For 3 days, he tried to convince me that the word disguise was pronounced discoozy.
You know, I never understood. I never
saw
the word.
It really gets on my nerves when I don't pronounce a word right.
I never saw the word segue written down for a long time, so I kept saying, what's a segi? Or segi, and then I finally got it. And also the same thing with yarmulke. I kept reading, what is this yarmulke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it finally dawned on me,
well,
it's yarmulke.
Well, that's Yiddish. That's an entirely different thing.
Well, sure. I'm sure Flanzer knew it right away. But and Jason, man,
with
Mike is just
extra
plugging Jason right over.
In languages?
Say something, Mike.
I do not want to be known as the guy who's plugging Jason.
He says he does not want to be known as the guy who's plugging Jason.
And yet,
a little
here we
too
are.
Late. And that's done.
The guy who is plugging Jason.
Although I'd rather
plugging him so
catch.
Hard.
He does say he'd rather pitch than catch. Thank you, Mike. And as Flanzer would say, that just happened. Looking around the room again,
I believe
and,
the word
maybe
cacao.
Things are wrapping up. You know, we got the final game over there between two Matts, Matt O'Reilly and Matt not going to work anymore. But
Matt K.
And I don't know how it's going. One's playing circle, the other's pretty
and
good.
Our own Iron Agenda.
I took a look over there. It's pretty Flanzer. Brutal.
Is it?
Kruger's kind of backed into a corner.
Go, give us a report.
Protected by a couple of World Wardens. This was at least one round ago.
Yeah, I played.
But, I mean, he was backing away slowly, and Mouth was slowly swallowing everything up.
I played
doesn't
Matt O'Reilly first.
Circle.
Yeah, I played Matt O'Reilly first round, and Amon and Tom are, like, scary.
I got to tell you, Matt O is a good guy. Or he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I got to tell you, I don't understand the bandana. Can somebody explain that to me?
He doesn't want
no
his neck to get sunburned?
I suppose so, but we are indoors. I don't know. It's just a signature thing.
You know those fluorescent lights? Yeah, those fluorescent lights are really bright.
Yeah. Well, you know how like some kind of vampires apparently like sparkle? Maybe a similar thing happens if his neck is exposed?
You know what's after vampires? Mummies.
Puppies?
Mummies.
And Sinjin is coming back now.
Mummy romance?
There you go.
Sinjin?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally
How is it going?
Sinjin, you are a field reporter. What's going on back there?
Well, Matt's game, it's Circle versus Protectorate.
Right.
And Circle is trying to close in on the Protectorate forces. There's lots of smoke and lots of... There's a couple tree templates on the board.
Yeah.
I think Matt's running Balder.
Had Balder and Kruger.
Balder and Kruger.
Yeah.
Did it look like any casters were down? Any warlocks were down?
I couldn't tell. I think that he for sure had Balder back, or Balder up. Okay. Kruger, not Balder.
Okay,
whatever.
Well, I gotta tell you, that combination is really durable.
That's
for Circle.
Sick.
I mean, well, because you can take advantage of those things, and then Balder can heal the constructs.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, you can kind of slow something down and then just use that feat and just annihilate
exactly.
Everything.
Oh, we're gonna pick the free army.
No,
for the 1,000.
Trying to decide who's going to win the 1,000-point army, I believe.
Which
and he
really
just, he
is why most people
and
play
he didn't
this
even
tournament.
Let me choose.
Yeah, 1,000 points
away.
Of. It was.
What do you got to say to that, Chris?
It was right.
Explosivo!
That's
I'm
what
excited.
He's got to say about it. That's right.
There we go.
Yep. That
it's
just
like putting
happened.
A gun in someone's face. You just get all these endorphins washed through your system.
Yeah, Ray was the one who won the 1,000-point army last year, wasn't he?
I believe that's correct. Yeah, he
and
got
that's
some
where all his cricks for
yes,
fight.
He was going to get it for his daughter, who ended up not wanting to play the game. And then all of a sudden, Ray has 1,000 points.
Look how it's big game hunter over here.
This is a horrible. Why are
it's they? Like it's like they're on some kind of bizarre monkey safari.
I really don't understand the obsession with these guns. I guess they're kind of cool, but I mean, really, are you going to play with them for hours on end?
Really, I think they just need pith helmets, and that
I
could.
Actually think they might play with them for hours on end.
I think they do.
I think
they already have. Josh, I have seen you trying to plug that guy
in
the crotch.
We were trying to accomplish something that no man had ever done before, and apparently it's possible. We failed, but it's possible. And we were happy to
it's
advance
to cheat,
the crotch shooting
fail.
Nerf
you know,
thing.
The field?
Thing.
not the
I didn't play in either event, so I'm perfectly qualified to pick.
Here we are. I am drawing
May I pick a
the
friend
prize for the 500-point Hordes Free Army, and the winner is going to be Jessica Shapiro.
Good job, Jessica.
Way to go,
congratulations,
Jessica.
Yay.
She doesn't know. I just said on the mic.
We just kind of told her. But she's,
oh,
not,
she's
here.
Not here.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Oh.
No, she's not here.
But she's
okay,
here.
Well, then she forfeits.
Oh. You know, I keep looking at Metagames Unlimited. His name is a store, of course, that sponsors War Machine Weekend. And I can't see the acronym without saying there's some Magoo.
Magoo.
Mr. Magoo. Does that Magoo. Make Carl Mr. Magoo?
It could make Carl Mr. Magoo.
Hmm. Oh, I'm going to be shot in the back now.
Shot through the heart, and Mike's to blame?
He gives
love. Who gives love a bad name?
Mike.
No.
Mike gives love a bad name.
No. That's two for flinching.
And time falls by.
Ow. I feel like we're doing the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade, you know, commentary.
I think
right?
so.
I
well,
think this is what.
Except that's
a lot
a
of us here are
enjoyable.
Biggest blimps.
I've got an assignment for somebody. I want one of you guys to go get somebody else to fill a seat.
So oh, we're going to go get somebody else and drag someone on this microphone.
That's right. You can fight
you
it out to see who goes.
Let me try
I'll
to. I'll try to grab Carl.
We do need Carl. I don't know. Well, actually, it's over. I don't know if he's going to have time.
I'll go
because he's going to start the 350 Mangle Metal pretty soon. I don't know if he's going to have time. We might have to schedule something else later. We've got another St. Louis guy coming over, Ryan Brown, known as Brackus. We're rooming with Ryan at finally got our room together there to save a little bit of money, and we all piled into the same room. And here he is. He's going to sit down. Ryan, have a seat. How you doing today,
I'm
Ryan?
Doing pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Hi,
how's the weekend going for you?
Pretty good. I've actually lost a couple more than I would have hoped, but
yeah.
I've had a lot of fun during it.
Now, I walked away from your Terminus game there. How did he hold up?
He actually won it. Yeah, when you're camping on enough focus to be up at 28 armor...
Oh, you got some souls on you there,
it's,
huh?
It's hard, yeah, it's hard to take you down.
How'd you get those feet?
Actually, no. I used his one spell, though.
Oh, Annihilation.
Yeah, Annihilation.
That is an expensive spell for him. You got to make sure you get at least four to reap back what you spent.
My opponent kept clumping up his models a little bit more than he should have, and they were low defense like Daughters and Idrians.
Sure. Oh, yeah, they'll die to that Pal 10, so it's fantastic. So that was a 1,000-point game. Who was your other caster?
In that one, it was actually, I was doing the double Lich Lord, so it was Epic Ephixius.
So how did that work out with the vying for souls?
It didn't cause too much of a problem, because the Terminus's feet areas a little bit smaller than where we can throw that ring out to.
Sure.
And they're spread out a little bit.
I mean, because it's whoever's closest, so yeah, you got to watch out there. So who are you facing off against? What casters were you seeing?
It seemed like I faced a lot of Protectorate today.
Really?
I don't know why that is.
Now, you're going up against Krios and somebody else there in the last game, right?
And that one is actually a Harbinger.
Oh, that was I remember and, that. Okay.
Yeah, Epic Fiora.
Oh, yeah? Any the fire do you any bad there?
No. He wasn't able to really get the AoEs to land on anything.
Really? Really?
Well, you roll like a 6-6 or something on for your deviation, and your thing just goes flying off.
That's true. You had a few jacks on there, too, didn't you? What were you taking? Jack?
Yeah, I just had the death jack that was on.
Oh, did you? I know he had. I think he had trouble with that hill. What do you think of the terrain here? I mean, a lot of these hills are sort of unwieldy, and I know I have a problem with them a lot of times.
Yeah, the rough cut foam makes it a little difficult because they're not that smooth of a rolling.
Right.
They're pretty steep.
It can cause problems with positioning models. I think maybe we might be starting the 350 Mangum Metal. Is that what they're doing? I keep calling you Cecil. I know you hate
Cecil.
It. We have Cecil McClure here from St. Louis as well. But how you doing, Cecil?
Not too bad.
Been doing
tired.
All right. Yeah? It is 9 o'clock. We've been doing this for another 12 for the previous 12 hours or so.
It's been
a long day. Absolutely. How have you been? How are your win losses going?
1-2 today, lost 3, but 2 of my battles were very close. Very exciting and fun, let me put it that way.
Yeah? Excellent.
Yeah.
Just got a report that Tom is down and Kruger and Baller are in the forest hiding. Is that what I heard?
Yes, that is correct. I was watching that game.
Circle, it looks like they're pressing back against the Protectorate. Is that your reasoning there, Brackus? Ryan?
Yeah, looks like it's an amazing game. I wasn't able to see what actually happened to get Tom. But Baller and Kruger are some brutal casters.
Absolutely. They've got some good combos. I mean, you know, Kruger's great because he works a lot with non-circle models. He can really affect, you know, put lightning tendrils on your gators or whatever.
Yeah.
And Baldur, of course, he's very construct sensitive or eccentric. He put some lightning tendrils on a construct, send it up, beat on it, and then still be able to heal it. That's great. Baldur also has Earth's Blessing. So you can Earth's Blessing something. You can throw it with something, and you can even throw it with a Kruger if you wanted to. And then it's up there ready to go to wreak havoc on something.
The jacks really have to watch out for the earth spikes.
Oh, the earth spikes are very
good. Messed up because he's playing against Amon and the Testament.
Yeah.
So those jacks that Amon needs up there.
Right. You got to bank on that critical, though.
Yeah.
And that's I always have problems with critical. Cecil, I know you always love to talk about Earth.
Yeah.
Earth's Blessing is your spell, you told me once.
Earth spikes are my favorite.
Spikes, rather.
One thing I love about it, and one thing people do not know, it ignores elevation.
That's true. And cover, too, right?
No, just elevation.
Really? I thought it ignored two things.
Does it?
I believe it.
I would have to double check. I haven't been playing Boulder much because of new casters coming out.
Either way, it ignores some things that you might not be aware of.
Right. And then most of the times when I use it, I go for jacks, stuff with low arm, and go ahead and boost it because...
Well, you're going to need to. If you need that crit, you get a boost.
You're going to have to boost, you know? And especially with counter jacks, they're a little bit easier to crit on because you're thinking 10, so...
Make sure you don't look away from the mic.
Oh, okay. You know, just most of the times I get my crits, I get it on jacks. Sometimes I get it on casters, and that's when it sets up for the caster kill.
And in
time.
A pinch, you know, it's a 3-inch AoE that does a POW 13 7 on the splash, and that 7 can oftentimes kill something that you really need dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I need to go get ready, but it was nice chatting with you guys.
All right, Ryan, catch you later. Probably get over here pretty soon, but we have somebody else. We have Kurt here in the far end. How you doing, Kurt?
Good.
What you been playing this weekend?
Cotter all the time.
Cotter all the time. I saw you play, who did I see you play recently? Today. Who'd you play?
I played Brackus today.
Yeah.
Just got done with him. That was my last round at the 1,000. Went really well for me. He missed with Edeni's feet on Sorsha.
Oh, right. I remember you guys talking about it. He was just hair outside, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Of course, would that surprise him? Because he should have measured it first.
It was move up full, trying to get it. He needed the death ride to get that extra inch.
Did he consider charging?
Huh?
Did he consider charging?
No, because it was moved any to the front of the army.
Yeah.
To not get around, you know.
Sure.
And from behind to front and sit there.
Ah.
And then Sorsha got up, froze everything, and more of a simple game from there.
He
knew it was game when he missed with
Denny. How did he use the Incorporeal, her Wraithwalker, I think it's called? How did he use that?
He used the... It was the incorporeal on the turn he feated.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just walked through his models to go to the front.
So how were you able to counter that, though? I mean, you said you beat him on that turn, is that right?
No, I feated and froze him right on that on my next turn. Then he was incorporeal, shot him with the E-Iris to,
right,
you know, strip. And sure, then Sorsha comes in. If you were since you were talking about crits, sure, Sorsha likes to crit freeze everything.
Absolutely. I had my Bile Thralls not only frozen by her feet, but also subsequently frozen by Freezing Grip. Is that what the spell is?
Yeah.
What, that thing sucks, I tell you. I couldn't purge it all.
There's been a lot of Sorsha players today, because I've runned up at least three of them that I played. I played Kurt first round, couldn't do a whole bunch because my dice went cold really bad. Couldn't get started momentum. Yeah, so
well, she's very, very potent. I mean, we've seen her from the beginning for good reason. Even now that she's had, well, what people would call several nerfs, you know, to Windrush, to her feet, she's still potent. And even a Mark II, she's still going to be solid. You can shake off her stationary. But, you know, like I think a lot of people have said with Krios and her feet, you just got to use it offensively. Don't use it to wait a turn. You just got to use it to kill. And it still does that. So you got to be wary.
Yeah, and one of the factors I've learned to play with Sorcha is I like to, I mean, more recently I like to play the Shadowhorn Satyrs.
Yeah, love those guys.
And I tell you what, you know, Sorcha has the deep, mean defense 20, but if you can throw something into her, and the Shadowhorns are known for that.
Absolutely.
We'll take her down real fast.
Nothing like leaping over the lines, pitching them back, and then wailing on a knockdown caster. There's so Tim doing some sort of mime act there, I guess, walking into the wind.
Closed, so he
says the concession's just closed and filled with water. I was over at the concessions earlier, and they were closed, and I'm still thirsty. What's up with that? Let's see here. We're going to start with the 350 Mega Muddle. I keep talking about this thing because I'm so excited about it. I remember it from last year, 40-minute rounds, or, you know, game rounds, rather. And then within a game, you've got 3-minute turns. So it's fast, it's furious, you got to be on your game, and it's quite a lot of fun. Did you guys enjoy that last year?
I wasn't here last year. This is actually my first year, actually.
Yeah,
this,
really? Same here.
Really? I thought I'd seen you guys before last year. Well, how are you? Well, I guess you're enjoying it so far. It's a hell of a time here.
Oh, yeah.
Have you checked out anything else in the expo at all?
Little, not a whole lot. I've been trying to focus more on this here because it's, you know, get to play in the you don't get to play in a 1,000-point tournament too often, you know. It is
a rare event.
Because it takes so long to play.
Absolutely. I mean, this tournament's going on, again, like I said, for 12 hours now. So it's long, and I think they're about to wrap up the last game finally. So if you, it's sort of like hardcore Gen Con. You got to have the stamina to do it mentally and physically, really. I know my back's hurting.
Or a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, but Tim just sat down here. What are you thinking about the weekend, Tim? Are you getting ready for the 350 tonight?
Yes, I am.
What are you playing?
Exhausted.
Are you playing the Witch and Behemoth again?
No, as much as I enjoyed that, I had to stay away from it. I actually painted up Gorton, 3 Grunback Gunners, and 2 Grunback Blasters. I am 40 points under. But
40 points under. You can't fit anything else in there?
I don't own any heavies, and I don't know. I'll probably own some for Mark II, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, those gun bunnies, just the regular gunners, are horrid. In Mark I, but especially in Mark II. I don't know what makes them so awesome in Mark II. Probably the boosted rat, but they are awesome. And Dave is once again threatening us with the shotgun. Carl's staring at me. He's got his hands on his hip, all akimbo, and he's shrugging. Boy, this guy is.
Akimbo Slice? What?
Yeah, Akimbo Slice. That's right.
You don't even know who that is, do you?
Shut up, Tim. What would you say, Carl?
I'm waiting for the 1,000-point tournament to get over.
Yeah? Waiting for the 1,000 to end.
So we can start the 350 and then start the scotch and whiskey.
Or whiskey and scotch.
Either way, they're a great combo.
Carl has been yearning for some good scotch, and I was going to actually ask Tim if he wanted to run out and get him a little bottle, but I have known nothing about buying alcohol or getting alcohol.
I can recommend a brand, but yeah.
It's probably expensive. It's probably a single malt.
What do you like? Yeah. You like a Glengarry, Glenross? No, like any kind of blend. Any kind of blend will do. I don't know, just quoting Swingers there. That's right.
He probably likes the Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich.
I do like
that. That is a good scotch.
I'm not a big scotch drinker, but I know a few brands here and there.
After Gen Con, we bought a bottle of Macallan 18.
Yeah, Macallan 18. Never heard of that.
I've heard of that.
It's Ian's brand.
One of my friends drinks scotch. It is
very good.
It's very, very good. What is Dave doing? He's launching with arcing fire, if you will. He's ignoring the screening models, the screening people that he's firing at, and he's hitting things. Way to go, Dave. But I got to tell you, I am so worn out right now, I can barely keep my eyes open.
I know the feeling. I'm going to crash pretty hard tonight.
I am
especially
too.
If we're going to go out for a couple drinks after the hardcore.
I think I'll just be heading back to the hotel room.
My match against Tim over here, I think he asked me, was I all right? Because I was not looking so good.
You guys weren't even using the timer. You weren't even that interested in the game.
I trust
well, we were having a good time, and it was last round, and we weren't necessarily in the running for anything, so sure. We just kind of had a good time.
Come on,
with it.
Really? What's a timer?
I was playing Pat Nolan earlier, same sort of thing in the 500 War Machine. So I was trying to help him garner some more the achievements, and so we were setting up super slams and setting up all this stuff. He ended up throwing my caster to get the I think they sail through the air is what it's called, or whatever that achievement is called. So we got that one. He super slammed somebody, I think one of my Withershot of Combine into a bile. So he was having a lot of cool time with that. So good.
I think was almost just as fun as playing the games. These silly achievements are half the fun.
I'm still crossing my fingers for the free army, but that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately, I made a deal with Flancer. If one of us wins 1,000 point, we're going to split it.
There you go.
We both want retribution, so it's okay.
I think it's almost like the consensus of a lot of people that are like, I want to get some retribution.
Really?
Because that's like my thing. If I win a free army, I'm going to go with it because that's going to, I think they're going to pique my interest for my War Machine faction that I would like to play.
Yep. And they're pansies just like the Circle?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And with that, I'm going to go get a drink. All right, well, it is Sunday. It is approximately 1:20 in the afternoon, and we are winding down with War Machine Weekend 2009. We have Carl Morgan with us. Carl, how are you doing?
Good, good, good.
We spoke with you last year. Tim's also with me, but I just don't mention him.
I'm only an intern.
That's right.
You should really do something about that. You might be time to promote him.
I have always been for Tim to not be an intern, but the other two...
I think Flanzer should be the intern.
I think so, too. Okay, now Flanzer's wandering over. Got something to say always.
He tried to turn the mic off. You guys are trying to do a non-intern coup. I know
get it. Get back to your game, Flanzer.
Get back to your losing game.
So, Carl, how are you doing? Is this well? Weekend wearing you out?
I am actually more awake now than I thought I would be. So I'm not too bad right now.
Well, what are we running right now? We're last couple of events of the day.
The last few events right now are sort of the fun events for the weekend. We've got the 750-point theme tournament that you guys are helping out with, and then we've got a 350-point 1-1-1-1 tournament going on.
There's a lot of, at least in St. Louis, there's a lot of contention over what the exact rules for 1-1-1-1 are. How do you, if I buy the Old Witch, do I get Scrap Jack for free?
Anything that you would get free, I think, should be fair game. Build your list, use the rules, have fun. If you got Gorshade, bring your Bane Knights or Bane Thrall. Sorry, if you bring a solo that's a lesser Warlock, more power to you. It's just you have to sink the points into it. So if you're sinking the points into that, then you should get the benefit of it.
You're paying a little bit for it anyway.
Sure.
So yeah. But let's see, how are things going this entire weekend? Do you think this is better? Is it as good as last year?
It has run more smooth than I've ever seen it. A lot of that has to do with the help we've had. We've had AK from St. Louis has helped out on Friday. We had Explosivo helping out yesterday, and we have Josh here today helping out.
So
from Rolla, and it's just I couldn't be happier.
Now I'm still amazed. Every year you do this pretty much by yourself, right? At least the preliminary stuff, getting it ready.
The preliminary stuff, but this year we brought Chris in Explosivo, and he has been a big help and just a ball of energy like you would not believe, and has kept me going and helped get it rolling. We had a few ups and downs this year getting things organized with having it not at the store like we normally have. Mm-hmm. This first year since the first year we've done it since the actual first year we held the event, mm-hmm, that we have been off site, and so that has posed some interesting things, but it's running pretty smooth. And next year is like, it's really weird because like in the last 2 weeks getting ramped up for this, I think I've done more work for next year's event than I have for this year's event.
Really?
Right now. Yeah. And so next year looks like it's going to be 100 times better.
Awesome. I have to say that Chris has his trophies and artwork.
I can't say enough about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of mind-blowing a little bit.
When he first told me, last year when he did the awards, and if you saw him in No Quarter, they're really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, those are awesome. And then this year he's like, well, I got this idea, and he showed me the drawings, and I thought, cool. Then he showed me the components, and I was like, oh, that's neat. And he showed me it put together, and I was like, wow, that's really nice. And then he sent me a picture where it was actually painted and assembled, and I had to change my pants. They were awesome.
Did he tell you that they glowed at that time?
He told me that he wanted to work on it, but I didn't actually see if it worked until later on. And until I saw it and, you know, had it holding him in my hands, I didn't see how cool they were.
Yeah.
But when we were at Recruits a few weeks ago, he had one wired up, and we actually got to play with it, and it awesome. Was really neat.
I think of him as sort of a mascot for the weekend because he's so, like you said, he's such a ball energy. He goes by Explosivo. That's what he is.
And he, you know, we didn't do a weekend sportsmanship award until he came around because when that first year he was here, which was like 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was our third event, he was, like I said, he's a ball of energy and he gets everybody ramped up and he could very possibly be one of the most positive people in our hobby. If anybody meets him and hangs out with him, everybody likes him. I don't know anybody that just, you know, is like, oh, I hate that guy. But he's awesome. I literally cannot say enough about him.
He's a good guy. He's good for the community, and I think any community would be better off with somebody like him. You know, he brings people in, he encourages people, and he feeds off that sort of cool energy.
And he's a press ganger now in Kansas City, so if you ever have a chance to go to one of his events, trust me, it'll be worth your time. He's just a blast.
You can go to www.gamekansascity.com, and you will see him on there promoting his events.
Did he tell you about his hints for next year's trophies?
We've been bouncing ideas off one another.
He
for
told
next
me
year.
The hint. What the two things that he told me was lighting it up and dry ice.
That's right. I remember him saying that.
And I think he's been taking notes from the Great White Stage crew too for something extra.
Setting things on fire.
Yeah.
Well, over here on our left, we have some cameras set up filming a game. What's the deal with that?
It's sort of a secret project. Not really. We actually are trying this out, and hopefully, we'll see the fruits of this in a few weeks. We actually brought some guys in who do video editing, sort of acquaintances, friends of ours, and the original idea was, being around a game store and gamers for a long time, I see what goes on in the industry, and I've watched, you know, like Magic the Gathering and their pro events, and they actually film the matches, and they edit them down. They're fun to watch. Well, I started doing, you know, some research, asking around, and we threw this together to try it out, and we're actually filming an event with Explosivo and Eric, who drove up here from, or flew in here from Atlanta. They're playing one of their games for the theme tournament, and we're trying it out to see how it'll work on video. We're basically going to film the whole game. We're going to edit it down, you know, make it a little more manageable to watch, and see how it turns out. And hopefully next year at our big competitive events, we'll do this for all the finals for the events.
That'd be cool. Kind of maybe package it on a DVD or something like that, or download stream it, whatever.
Ideally, it'll be available free to download,
sure.
or just watch on a website.
Yeah. Now, War Machine Weekend is once again sponsored by Magoo, as I've been calling it, Metagames Unlimited.
Yes, the father of the tournament since its inception. They've been our main sponsor ever since we started.
And that's your store is in St. Louis, or I'm sorry, Springfield.
Yes, it's right in Springfield. You can check it out online at mguinc.com, and if you're in the area, it's right off Highway 65, so if you are unfortunately heading down to Branson, you can take a detour on the way down and stop in at the store and don't go quite insane from all the country music, I guess.
Well, is there any plans in the future for War Machine Weekend to go back to Metagames, or what's the future for War Machine?
Next year, we are looking at a couple locations. It probably is. It's gotten to the point where we could have it at the store, but it is so crowded that it's not comfortable for the players. I like the location we're at this year, but we're trying for something a little more social, a little more fun next year, so we're looking at a couple locations. But I also want people to be able to play and sort of sit and relax and have a good time while they're playing and don't feel crowded. It would ruin the experience.
Sure. So.
I always found that Daikon, even though we have room, I always feel a little crowded by the end of Sunday. I'm always
okay, I'm ready for my space again.
When they showed us our space we had this year, I was really happy because after we set it up, you know, we've got like little islands of tables, and basically you can have four players at each table, two games going on at the same time, mm-hmm. and there's room to maneuver around each table, and I really like the space we've got, and I'm hoping to mimic that next year, but we're going to have to see how much space and where we're going. But next year, it's going to be a lot more of a party atmosphere.
I think next year we should do it at the Lamplighter.
Just in the restaurant?
Just in the restaurant.
Preferably about 1:30 after the bars close?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of which, did you guys get to go out last night? You were looking for your scotch and whiskey yesterday.
We went out to Steak and Shake, and we're there till about 1:30, which unfortunately is when everything closes down.
Really?
And
wait,
so,
your Steak and Shakes aren't even 24 hours?
No, the Steak and Shakes were open, but unfortunately they don't serve alcohol.
Oh, correct, yeah.
This is going to make me sound like a total alcoholic.
the Steak and Shake time was a fun experience, to say the least.
You scared the straights, I think.
Oh, my God. I was so tired and just wore out. I had a laughing fit at the table that I couldn't, for about 20 minutes, couldn't stop laughing. Thankfully, that was before the food got there.
Oh, great. I crashed myself. Carlos has to step away for some important administrative activities. But, Tim, I am worn out so badly, I could fall asleep right now.
I could, too. Hopefully, I'll make it home, driving by myself.
Yeah, it's a good 3.5-hour trip.
I got a couple of good podcasts that I've been listening to on the car ride down.
Do you know any good podcasts?
Yeah.
Well, I do enjoy our, if you call it the competition, I enjoy listening to all the other guys that talk about War Machine and Hordes.
I like a lot of the other
Well,
podcasts,
I didn't mean though. That as, like, competition per se.
Yeah,
we're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, there's
thing.
Not really
good
competition.
Time,
you know, it's an on-demand media like Dave and I
exactly.
often say. But yeah, the other podcasts, they got different flavors, and I like how all the different War Machine podcasts are different.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly it.
How about you, Carl? You say you drive back and forth from Bolivar. Is that where you are?
Yes. I drive back. I've got about a 45-minute commute each way. So
what do you typically listen to?
Not normal radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Audiobooks and podcasts, I mean, are par for the course.
Sure. What about, I can't think of what they're called. What's the Bear Swarm? They're down
the
here.
The Bear Swarm guys,
are they still
yes.
recording? I don't listen
they
to
record
show
out of the store, out of Metagames, and yeah, they're a fun lot to have around. They do a role-playing podcast. Yeah. I highly recommend, if you're into role-playing, to listen to them. They're good guys.
I saw a couple of them here yesterday.
Yeah, they were here yesterday.
Yeah, they were hanging out with us.
Isn't Rob one of them?
Rob.
And then
Mike,
can't think of his name.
Rob and Mike were here, and yeah. Artemis was here. Yeah, that's the core of the group, and yeah, they were here hanging out, sort of enjoying the festivities.
Anything else, guys?
Since we've been messing around with the Nerf guns, we've come up with some ideas for DICON.
Oh, that's right. You know,
some fun ideas.
I hate to say this, Carl. We do try to rip you off a little bit every year at DICON.
That's fine.
Because you come up with some awesome ideas, but I think.
It's intended as a compliment.
It is. But Tim and I were collaborating. We came up with a couple little carnival games, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
We're trying to get out of have something for people to do rather than just the game itself. So we're going to steal some ideas from the 501st over there, the Stormtroopers. We're going to have a little shooting gallery going on.
You're going to have a
duel with Magnus.
We're going to do an IK shooting gallery is our idea.
So how would that work? Who are you going to be shooting?
You know, they're
going
to be pictures. You can pick your faction. That's my idea. You have a picture of somebody.
And then we're trying to might tie it into a charity or something.
Well, why can't we just shoot Flanzer for...
That's going to be one of them.
You know,
shoot Flanzer is one of the
I would pay
that is
money.
Shooting a troll, isn't it?
It's like shooting a troll.
And Flanzer's chucking things at it.
And what's fun is when he makes his tough roll, you can just keep shooting him while he's down.
That's exactly right. No snakes to hit.
Down the shirt for the win.
Tim has really improved his aim this whole week, and he nailed somebody in the ear down the shirt there. You did something else. I can't remember what it was, but you've been...
I almost put it in AK's pirate hat.
Almost, yeah. Well, it bounced out. You hit that.
So is it going to be Nerf, or are we just going to do a lawn dart tournament while we're there?
It was going to be Nerf. Now it's a lawn dart tournament.
That could be fun.
Possibly pellets. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think Nerf is the safe way to go.
Probably, yeah.
We are actually getting ready to wrap this up. I think we've got about one. Actually, I think they've been running them off and on all weekend.
You said you were wrapping it up?
Oh, yeah. We were wrapping up the last round. And hopefully here in just a bit, we'll be able to do the final tally and get the weekend champion awards and the Explosivo Sportsmanship Award and the best painted model for the weekend, and all those awards, those are the ones that Chris made, and I'm sure those people will be happy to take those home.
Fantastic. Well, Carl, I think everybody here appreciates the work that you've done to put this together year after year, and I'm looking forward to next year and the years following that.
Yeah, this is my first one, and I've decided that I'm going to make it a plan to make every year.
You need to. Everybody needs to come out and make it here every year. You're probably going to be sick of hearing about War Machine Weekend by the time next year comes around. If all our plans follow through. So,
well, you know, we are the official podcast.
You guys are the official podcast.
You know, so we'll probably be putting the word out.
And everybody will be absolutely sick of it, but that'll turn to be a good thing for next year. So whether you're a casual player or a hardcore competitive player, come out and have a blast.
Now we're actually going to have to make ourselves the official podcast of Privateer Weekend, Tim.
I already thought we were, but you know.
I guess so. It'll be weird if we're not. So.
Okay. I also have to say that I'm looking forward to next year with it being, you know, the year of Mark II.
Ooh,
I think that should make things really interesting, especially if you do a two-caster event.
I'm looking forward to next year just to see all the changes in the metagame.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
From January till October. The growth and the changing of the game is always, when a new model or a new set comes out, always mm-hmm. interests me. And next year will be fun watching people sort of struggle through and finding their new marks for each of their armies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should be playing a brand new faction for all of next year, so that will be fun.
Well, Carl, thanks for taking your time to sit down and talk with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you all again real soon.
I'm quite sure you will. Thanks. All right, here we are. We are signing off now from War Machine Weekend. It is about 2:45 on Sunday, and we're going to do the award ceremony pretty soon. We got Matt O'Reilly over here from Springfield, Missouri. How you doing?
Oh, quite well.
How was the weekend for you?
Fantastic. It was very, very fun. Good results in some tournaments. Good time.
Yeah. You guys represent your city very well, and I think everybody enjoys coming here every year, so congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. We hope it's bigger and better next year. We're doing it in a new venue, I think, next year.
Yeah, so. Carl was talking to us about that a little bit earlier. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You win any events or anything this weekend?
I'm good at getting to the finals and then losing.
All right.
We'll see. I don't know. I was undefeated and had good scores in the theme army. Yeah, that we were just in. So,
well, your win-loss record is a major portion of that score, so you never know how it's going to turn out.
Who knows?
We'll see.
I'll probably lose. That's what I do.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride, huh? So, Stu, how many times have you been a bridesmaid this weekend?
I haven't even gotten to date a lot by this metaphor.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? Not even with the metaphor. That's still... That's
but you
still
have caught
through.
A few things.
And what?
But you have caught a few things.
That he has to see the doctor about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, fiancé.
My genitalia now sing while you faithful every time I try to take a whiz. It's really embarrassing, and I have to explain to roommates why it happens. And I just try to say that I'm very vocal about things, but they know it's not my voice.
Guys, I've got to go.
I can tell you more about my problems.
Actually, we should probably all go. So thanks to Stu. We're just going to sign off here. We're going to do the award ceremony here in a minute. So thanks to Matt and everybody else in the Springfield community for helping us every year. Let's give everybody a round of applause.
Yeah.
Come back next year.
Absolutely.
It's
going to
be in a hotel.
And Carl is busy doing paperwork over there, so he's not going to buy. But at least from us at Iron Agenda, farewell, and we'll see you next year.
See you guys later.
Good job, Carl.
God help me and send the police.
To contact Iron Agenda by email, send your message to contact@ironagenda.com. To send a voicemail, dial 206-333-0983. Iron Agenda is copyright 2009 by its hosts and released under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Opening and closing music provided courtesy of Joshua Salter.